A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, I haven't been at a wedding recently, but I presume the brides do speak, don't they? It's not just the groom, the best man, and the father of the bride who would do the talking. I'm quite sure the last wedding I was at was some years ago. The bride made her own speech, but the dad also spoke, as did indeed the best man. And the best man spoke, the groom spoke as well. So, yeah, things apparently are changing. And there are a growing number of brides who don't want their father speaking on their behalf, or maybe don't want their father speaking at all. Let me speak to Helen McClements about this from the Sarwee blog. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So according to the coverage, weddings are starting to change shape. The traditional father, groom and best man speech lineup is just not cutting it for couples these days, according to one of these reports. It says a growing number of brides have apparently decided they will no longer fade into the background. And this has been raised by Leslie Jenkins Blairscale. And if you don't listen to a woman with a name like that, you listen to no one. Speaking to the Irish Independent, she said, "I would never let a situation arise where my dad or my husband is speaking for me. I'm not even getting walked down the aisle either. I don't want to be given away. I don't belong." Dear, oh dear, I've got a wedding this year. My daughter's getting married. Have I to play the new rules?
I don't know. You might have to, Frank. Well, I would be a wee bit more egalitarian than that, I have to say. Just talking to a colleague there, and at her wedding, she spoke and her best friend spoke and the mother of the groom, but then three of the gentlemen spoke as well. But what she did was she was very acutely aware, really, of the patriarchy, and she said that she felt it had to be equal. And in fact, she had female readers as well, and she sourced all of her vendors to make sure that they were female, just because it's something she's always felt really strongly about. And she had a wife and wife team who took the photographs, and a female celebrant, and also a female florist who organised it all. And I have to say, embarrassingly, really, because as you know, Frank, I'm a talker. But at my wedding back in 2010, it never even occurred to me to write a speech. In fact, I was quite relieved that it was one thing that I didn't have to think about.
Yeah, I can well imagine that. And also, you have to keep in mind that the people are there to enjoy themselves, not to listen to the entire family get up and talk, because wedding speeches can be incredibly boring. There's the occasional one where I remember being at a wedding, and it was my brother-in-law, Christopher, and his beautiful wife, Donna, who were getting married many years ago. And Christopher's best man was one of the funniest people I've ever heard. Like, he was just a natural wit. And it was mind-blowingly entertaining listening to him. But not every wedding's like that.
Yeah, no pressure, Frank, at the wedding that you're going
exactly
to.
Exactly. You know, this guy, correct, I will not be able to lace his boots when I speak. But I wonder, does my daughter, you know, having had this conversation with her, does she want me to speak? I must ask her. I'd be absolutely heartbroken, however, if, like Leslie in this article, she didn't want me to walk her down the aisle. I think that would break most dads' hearts.
Well, I think it would, and it was a really lovely moment for me, and there's a picture of me and my dad sort of handing me over to Stevie, and in no way did I ever feel that I was being given away. I mean, my dad was probably thinking, thank goodness to be rid of her, someone else can help us out, manage that woman, you know. So it was palpable relief in the man's eyes. But I never thought of it like that. But going back to the speeches, do you want to know the best speech I ever heard at a wedding? It was certainly the most memorable one. And it was my mum's best friend, who was my Auntie Bobby. And she spoke at her son Frank's wedding. And Frank is both, I should say, the youngest child and the only son. And it was the sort of speech, it just hit all of the right notes, and it captured the essence of the day with, you know, smart, funny anecdotes and lovely stories just about him. And I thought, now, a lot of people could learn from that, because I have been to some weddings and sat through excruciating speeches. And I sometimes wonder, you know, like, some of them are just cringe fests, and they're all about the groom's misspent youth. And we're all sitting there thinking, would somebody, for the love of all that is good, wrestle the mic off yon fella up there? You know, and they would have had a lot to learn from my Auntie Bobby. Because I thought, you know, I wonder, are these just sort of overtly masculine and crude displays to claw back a bit of testosterone? Because it can be a day given over to frills and flowers, and then it seems to go the other way. So maybe by reintroducing some women to say, look, it's important that you speak too, we could address that balance.
Yeah, I see the wedding speech expert, who's known as Heidi Ellert McDermott, has given her advice. She's written a book on the modern couple's guide to wedding speeches, saying that the age of the father, the groom, and the best man giving the talk is over. In the last decade, we've seen a lot of changes. More divorces mean moms are speaking. Same-sex marriages tend to have a naturally creative lineup. More couples have less religious speeches and are breaking down some of the traditions. And there's nothing wrong, I suppose, with breaking down a tradition if traditional isn't what you want. As she goes on to say, there's a move towards more couples working together on writing the speech rather than the sexist presumption that it's just the groom's job to do it. You know, I agree. I would like to think that I wouldn't be saying anything at a wedding, or if I was the father of the bride, or if I was the best man, or even if I was the groom, that I wouldn't be saying anything that would in any way embarrass or belittle the people at the top table or anyone in the audience. So you should, I think, liaise with the people who are most important. And that, of course, would be the couple themselves, whoever's getting married. So that's good enough advice to liaise. But I think it'd be a shame to do away with the old father of the bride having his say. I've been waiting for 32 years to get up on my back legs to do this.
Well, that's lovely if it's what you want to do. But I do remember I got married on a snowy day such as this. In fact, it was even worse. And I remember seeing my dad outside the venue, and he was going over his speech, you know, outside in the cold, obviously to get away from the hubbub. And I felt kind of sorry for him. I thought, he's not going to chill out until he's got that done. You know, so I do think it's very much, nobody should feel railroaded into doing a speech, no matter what your relationship is, because it's a day that you want to enjoy. And a thing occurred to me too, that maybe women feel that they have enough to do. They might think, for goodness sake, guys, you had one job, do it, do the speech, you know. So there's just a worry then that you're going to feel that you have to do a speech as well. I think it's very much up to your personal opinion and how you feel about it.
Yeah, and I suppose the good advice is to don't try to be funny if you're not funny. But, you know, pass comment, wholesome and fulsome praise, yes. Give your analysis and your memories. But if you're not a gagster, don't become a gagster for the day. And I would keep that in mind, because I'm not a comedian.
Yeah, I'm sure you have your moments, Frank. I've heard you. But I completely think that that's an important point, because you also have people and they go very inappropriate. You know, and I think there's a stag weekend, and that's whenever you're going to hear about how many places the groom has been inebriated and when he hooked up with Becky from Bolton or all the rest of it. But, you know, the people who shouldn't be hearing that is your great Aunt Margaret, you know, on the day itself. And that is something that has been occurred at several weddings I've been at, and you've just sat there pure mortified looking at all the faces. I mean, people drink their way through those speeches. I think they're wild. So maybe we need, as you say, a more intelligent response to say, get up, say something lovely about the couple if you know them, and thanks. And I think that's a really important thing as well. And I'm kind of regretting now that I didn't stand up, Frank, and, you know, tell a wee story about how I met Stevie, because I talk about him all the time, and I've written 10x9 stories about him that I've read down in the black box, and it would have been nice if I'd had the chance to say something about my mum and dad too. So yeah, maybe whenever we retake the vows in the Maldives, that'll be the opportunity, Frank, for me to get up.
get up and do it when you're retaking the vows. Great idea. One final question to you. I've also been invited, believe it or not, to the stag weekend. The best man who I've never met, who is a very nice man from England, has been in touch with me a couple of times. And I know the detail of the stag weekend, which of course I can't reveal because the groom isn't to know. But, I don't think it's the place for me. It involves, it involves a wee bit of travel. That's all I'm going to say. I'm thinking of this lad, lovely young fella who's marrying my daughter, is a Geordie. He's from Newcastle upon Tyne. The young man who is the best man is from Newcastle upon Tyne. The father of the groom is from Newcastle upon Tyne. I just feel I'd be outnumbered. Like, you know, if you're starting to party, you don't start with Geordies.
No, well, that's true. And I mean, you're already in the back foot, Frank, because you're so abstemious. You'll be sitting there with your club orange or whatever it is. You can't even insulate yourself through the medium of booze. I'm not sure it's the place for you either, Frank. I would be just sitting at home and look forward to some of the yarns. Maybe they'll have a few or meet up before the big day. But you don't want to cramp these young fellas' styles. Not with the age of you, you know.
True. I'll take all that on the chin. That's the advice I'm getting from everyone that I ask. Thank you, Helen. Thank you very much indeed. 02890-333-105. The ever-changing face of the wedding scene. Jared says the reason why men speak at the wedding is because it's probably... Oh, for goodness sake, I can't read that out. That is totally sexist. Jared, behave yourself. Right.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.